I just think she had so much other stuff going on that abandoning her was not the answer.
So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies.
Hey everyone, this is Michaela. Welcome to my podcast, a Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast. In today's episode, I really want to talk about the series finale of The Originals. And I want to discuss some of the things that I didn't like about it and some of the things I did. I'm not going to lie, there are more things that I didn't like than I did, which is unfortunate for a show that meant so much to me. However, I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that they were trying to get Legacies started. So they really rushed season 4 and season 5. I think they changed it to make it work for Legacies, honestly. And I think that doing so actually set up Legacies to not do as well because they didn't spend time even giving these characters the right closure. And instead of really this show being an ending, this last season being an ending for this show, it was more like a prequel or season 0 to Legacies. That's what it really felt like. And it kind of felt like an insult to the Michelsons. I also feel like they did this in The Vampire Diaries as well. When this episode starts, you see Klaus about to stake himself. Both Elijah and Hope were tricked into thinking that Klaus was going to save the day with some safe way. While he did not mention that he was sacrificing himself, Elijah found out first and then Hope found out in the last moment. Hope then uses her magic to snap his neck and stop him from staking himself. They bring him back home to New Orleans. So Hope just lost her mother. Now Hope's father, who she lost her mother because she was so desperate to see him that she had her mother fake kidnapped to trick her father into coming back into town. So not only is she already carrying guilt for basically being responsible for her mother dying, and now she's going to feel responsible for her father dying. She spent so much time trying to get her family back together. And a lot of them are just so willing to leave her in the dust after claiming to want to protect her for the past 15 years and keep her safe. And truthfully, I just don't think this was the way. So, whatever. This is their way. Klaus has to die to save his daughter. So Elijah, being the noble codependent big brother who feels like he failed Klaus in some way, offers to take the place and kill himself so Klaus can be with his daughter. Klaus says, "I cannot allow another man to die for my daughter." Really makes no sense because here he is allowing him to die for him, but not his daughter. So you both want to leave her with no one. I do not care what anyone says. There was absolutely no reason for Klaus to die. Or even more so, for both Klaus and Elijah to die. Yes, one of them could have died. It would have been fine. But still not necessary. Why? Because the actors didn't want to be in Legacies. Especially in the Vampire Diaries universe, there's like one character that stays dead after they died. One character. Henrique. So killing off a character in the show does not make it's certain that they will not come back, and felt like a waste of time. And it still doesn't stop Joseph Morgan for making an appearance in the series finale of Legacies. And I get that Klaus probably thought this was the right answer because he's more afraid of the harm he does to his daughter when he is around, which is redemption worthy, I guess. However, I just think she had so much other stuff going on that abandoning her was not the answer. And I get it was not abandonment, it was self. Like Elijah tries to say that, but I'm sorry. As a 15-year-old girl, that is all you're going to feel. Like I already said, she clearly felt desperate enough to have to fake kidnap her mother in the first place just to even see her father. So Klaus is back in New Orleans and he is like chained up. Cole is sitting there saying he's a cockroach that can't be stamped out. This is pointless. for me to even be here. He goes, I'm going home to my wife. Bye. Elijah states he'll be back. Rebecca's like, I don't know. So Elijah starts talking to Freya about how he's not going to let his brother die this way because Klaus ends up running around the town and he's in a bunch of pain. So Elijah, being Elijah, takes on some of Klaus's pain so Klaus doesn't have to feel it as much. Like he always does. He's always saving Klaus and there for Klaus. And we find out in the episode before this that it's similar to Stefan's situation where he feels guilty for not leaving with Klaus when they were still humans. So Klaus could get away from Michael because he didn't want to leave Rebecca and Cole without someone. And they should have left, but they didn't. And I think he carries that guilt with him for the next 1,000 years. Elijah breaks my heart the entire episode. He is just like, I don't know. There's a moment where Klaus is like, you sentimental fool, because he gets mad at him for taking some of the pain. And Elijah starts to tell him, hey, you got to say goodbye to people. Like, they need to hear that. He goes, don't tell me, don't lecture me, please. He says something like, you don't know the agony of being a father, loving someone so much that you can't bear to see them in pain. And I'm just like, excuse me, Klaus? You know that you're talking to Elijah, right? And Elijah just looks at him. Oh, I believe I do. And then Klaus realizes, oh yeah, you're my daddy. You have literally felt like this about me for 1,000 years. He tells Elijah, I appreciate you trying to make me a better man, but I need to do this my way. And Elijah eventually agrees, even though he is reluctant at first. But seriously, I can't believe that Klaus had the audacity to say that to him. Elijah literally fought for Hope and Haley the moment he discovered about the pregnancy. While Klaus said, kill her and the baby. And that bothers me too, that Hope only sees Elijah as this evil person who is responsible, partially responsible for her mother's death. He instantly cared about Hope because she was family, and he cares deeply about all of his family. And I get that he put himself into amnesia land and forgot about Haley, but every single other adult there allowed this to happen as well and was okay and didn't fight it. So to put this blame on Elijah, who did care so deeply, is not fair, unless you're going to blame Haley and Klaus and Rebecca and Cole and Marcel and Vincent as well, and even Freya. I feel like Elijah didn't deserve a lot of what he got and a lot of the things that he chose to do, though, so that's on him. But I feel like they just had to write him as the evil brother so Klaus's character could look better. But whatever. Real quick, back to Elijah and Klaus not needing to die whatsoever to save, to get the hollow rid of them. For them dragging this on and doing time jumps with this, it seems really crazy to me. So back to my point about Klaus and Elijah both not needing to die. Not even one of them needed to die. All of a sudden, you're going to tell me, all of a sudden, when they need to save Hope, now they are against collateral damage. Now, this is the time they choose. They don't have any enemies that they could defeat by putting the hollow into them and then killing them. Even if just one of them had to die, like, it didn't need to be both of them. And this whole collateral damage thing, we literally meet Klaus and Elijah taking an innocent human because she has the same face as another girl to break Klaus's curse. But we can't do that. We have to abandon Hope. We can't just, you know, use anybody else. It doesn't make any sense. It's against everything that they are for. And redefining always and forever was the stupidest thing I have ever heard. Also, when they die, I feel like when we see Michael die or Cole die, we see the stake burn up and then we see the body burn. But this did not happen when Klaus and Elijah both stab each other. And that kind of bothered me because it just didn't feel right. I get they were outside and maybe the wind was just blowing and they didn't really show it, but it just felt different and not like they actually died anyways. I mean, they totally did, but it was just weird. It felt like a plot hole. Another plot hole that I noticed about this episode was there's a moment where Hope is upset and she starts looking at pictures. And one of these pictures is her as a baby when they are hiding out with Elijah, Rebecca, Klaus, and Haley. And this is the first time that you hear about the bonfires. It's back in season two. And they have to burn it to keep Hope safe because nobody knows that Hope exists right now. So they take the picture with a Polaroid camera and then they burn it right then and there. So for it to be back really makes no sense. They literally could have just put in any little explanation why the picture's back. They could have said, like, there's a spell. It was from a prison world. It was from this. It could have been anything. It's a show about magic and vampires. They could have made it work, but to just bring it back without any explanation whatsoever seems very not right. Okay, so Klaus gets goodbyes with Elijah and Rebecca, Hope, and even Caroline, and kind of even Cole, but not really. He gets this one line where he says, "And I secretly adore my youngest brother," because Cole shows up for his like pre-funeral thing. And that really bothered me. Like, how does Caroline get a goodbye, but not Freya or Marcel, your son and your sister? Is it because she's not one of the originals and you didn't know her since childhood? And you're still just treating this poor girl who literally is doing the best she can for your entire family, including raising your daughter for the past 7 years while you've had to stay away from her? Or the man who you call son, who is also marrying your sister and also looks out for your daughter? And they have extremely adorable scenes in this episode. She tells him, like, who's supposed to look after me if my dad dies? And she's like, you have your own life to live. And at the end, he ends up telling her, like, I can't always be around, but if you just even whisper my name, I will be there. And he, like, she grabs his hand and says, I know. And it was really cute. They had a lot of cute scenes. I love that. And don't get me wrong about Caroline. I loved that she was there in season 5. My favorite ship in all three of the universes, like in the whole entire Vampire Diaries universe, is Claroline. However, I just think she was not like a main cast member at this point in this. Like, she didn't really, I don't know. I just feel like they deserved, Marcel and Freya deserved, and even Cole deserved more of a goodbye than they got. And we deserve to see all of Elijah's goodbyes, not just the one to Klaus. He didn't even get one with Rebecca. And that really bothered me because I really wanted to see that for me to say goodbye, you know? But they were just worried about legacies and getting that up and starting the storyline for that. That's what it felt like, at least. And I know that a lot of people are upset because they just call Caroline coming here in season 5 a fan service, which, I mean, it totally is. And I appreciated that because I am one of those fans that needed this. It really helped me heal. Like, Caroline in general, just the show in general, helped me heal through a lot of the things I was going through. I needed that. But it makes sense for her to be there. It's not like crazy. It's not just because of the fans. She would be the most out of all the people from the Vampire Diaries. She makes the most sense for many reasons for Klaus and Caroline, because people did ship them so hard, and because she's the headmaster of Hope School that Hope pretty much lives at most of the time. She is also somebody that Klaus respects. And she's one of the only people that are really left alive that could say anything to Klaus about everything he's doing. Like, when she tells him to stop being a bad father, to stop using Michael as an excuse, when she tells him to say goodbye to her, And you do get that Claire line closure because he asks her questions like, do you regret this or why me? And just I needed that. I loved it. I was happy with it. When she walks in this episode and is like, don't make me murder you. Will you contemplate killing yourself? He turns around and is like, Caroline, with a huge grin on his face. Every time he sees her, he gets extremely excited. Even when he knows that she is playing him and only there to distract him, he does not care. He enjoys Caroline's company. He cares deeply about her. He says, if you're trying to stop me, and she goes, no, I'm here to collect a debt. And the voicemail that he left her 16 years ago in this universe, she saved it all this time. He goes, you saved it. And he's happy about that as well. And he finally is able to give her a tour of the city he enjoys the most. And he asks her, like, if I wasn't going to die, would you even be here right now? And she's like, probably not. I would let you chase me around for a couple more centuries. And in the episode before this, she even says, I always knew you weren't the villain in my story. And that was everything for me. I needed that so badly. They are also the only episode of Legacies they are in is in the same episode as the series finale. I think Caroline was going to come back after that if they had done season 5, but they were not able to do a season 5. I was really hoping they would do some kind of moment where Klaus's ghost form is hovering over Caroline or something, and she just kind of looks and knows he's there. That did not happen. They did not even interact at all, but that I would have even taken that. I would have really enjoyed that. So in this episode, they also have Freya asking Vincent to have a baby with her and Keelan. And I think this was also for Legacies. And I really like that they did this. I thought that was a really good idea. But I also think that I would have rather seen a goodbye scene with her and her brothers over her doing this. And that just shows that they really only had Legacies and the future of their new show in mind and not giving these characters the proper goodbyes that they should have gotten. So Cole in this episode, and honestly Cole a lot of other times, he wasn't really included in the Always and Forever pact that the three, Elijah, Rebecca, and Klaus were. But sometimes they did include him. And when you first are introduced to him, he seems like he fits into the family, especially more than Finn does. So Rebecca stops him on the side of the road. Well, not on the side of the road, in the middle of the road. He's like, you're lucky I didn't turn you into the blondest roadkill ever. She's like, you're lucky I didn't ruin your car. And he's like, I'm going home to be with my wife. This man has daggered us and put us in boxes for years, for centuries. And I'm supposed to just grovel and go say goodbye because he wants to kill himself? He's not going to die. He's in denial, I think, that he's going to die. But I do think that he loves his brother. Rebecca says, he says, happiness is a choice. And that really stuck with me. And I've heard it before, but hearing it from Cole made it feel more real to me, especially when Rebecca comes to this realization later on in the episode. He's like, I'm done with this codependent nightmare that we call family. And truly, he's right. Like, siblings are not supposed to live with each other forever, especially not for centuries. They are supposed to see each other. They grow up together and then they move on and have their own separate lives. And they still get together, like, at times. Or some siblings obviously get together more than other siblings, but you're not supposed to live with each other forever. Cole's absolutely right. It was kind of weird. But I get it at the same time. The family bonding of this show is a big part of why I enjoy this show. So Marcel is sitting there drinking alone and Rebecca walks in saying, I have three brothers. One's dying. One's a deserter. And one's an emotional wreck or something. And Marcel says, yeah, you Michelsons have always been complicated. I wonder what that says about me since I fought so hard to be one of you guys. And that's a heavy statement because that's true. What does that say about Marcel? I'm really not sure on this one, but that's a lot. I think he just wanted to belong. Marcel pretty much says, yeah, I understand how you feel. You love them despite everything. And I love them too. And she goes, that fool, that little fool was right, and starts making out with Marcel, and they hook up, and it's great. And at the end, you see Marcel kind of kicking all the vampires out, and he says that he's leaving New Orleans. And in this moment, I'm like, oh my goodness, they're going to bring him to Legacies. Like, this is going to be so awesome. He's going to be in Legacies with Hope. Like he just said, like he would always be there for her. And then even more so, I'm like, this is going to be great because Rebecca walks in. Rebecca walks in and says, do you have one of those for me? And finally hands him the envelope that says, if you say yes, and says, Marcel Gerard, will you have me as your wife or something like that? And I know the ship also gets a lot of hate because of how they began. And it is gross. However, it is a fictional TV show. It is a fictional vampire TV show. And in 1820, children of Marcel's age had families of their own. It was a very common occurrence, and not that that excuses it at all, but it was not the same as it is today. Even in 2017, all 50 states, children could still be married in. This is something about our society, and it is wrong. But again, it is a fictional vampire show, and there are a lot of other age issues that people do not seem to care about. And I get this is very different, but again, it's fake. It was a different time, and the adult actors have great chemistry together. I love to see how much they truly love each other. They wait around for each other for centuries. He literally declares that he's going to marry her. They sneak around and try. He has this house for her that he built that he was waiting for her to come back for. He kept her room the same for 100 and something years. No matter what situation they are in, they always care about each other deeply. I love when Marcel was just turned into the upgraded original version of himself with the werewolf venom. And Freya's like, there's no other way that we can stop him. I used all the magic after Davina to get Lucien. We cannot stop Marcel. There's no way. And Haley's like, there might be one. And goes and gets Rebecca. And she's like, comes right in between Marcel and Klaus, and she basically tells him, you need to cure my brothers. They're my brothers. I don't care. You need to cure them before they can. And he's like, no, there is no cure. And Klaus will be gone by the end of the night too. And she chokes him up. Who is your next victim? Me? That scene gets me every time. He's like, of course not. Every time they are separated, they always find their way back to each other. And they truly deserved a happy ending. Way more than Delana did. So many couples deserved a happy ending. And they sacrificed everybody's happy ending for Delana, pretty much. So I'm glad that Marbeka got one. In Legacies, you do see that they are married. But they are not main characters in Legacies. They're not. Rebecca's there a little bit more than Marcel, but it's not what I thought it was going to be. When you see them getting the plane tickets and getting out of New Orleans, I really wish they did that so much. However, when Rebecca agrees to be Marcel's wife, she says, there's a catch though. And he's like, there's always a catch with you, Michelsons. And she is like, I'm going to be getting the cure in another 80 years. So if you want to live with me after that for 100 years and watch me be gray and all that other stuff. Yeah. Which he's loved her forever. I don't think her becoming old without him is going to stop him. I think their love is so deep. It's not just sexual. It's true love. It's like when Caroline is talking to Enzo about the girl who he held on to for so many years and how she would be old now. It's just a companionship and a love for somebody that you care about. So I'm glad that we got the Marbeka happy ending. I am also really glad that despite how long it took, we still got to see Caroline being Klaus's last. But dude, the lack of goodbyes that they gave to the main characters in the show will deeply bother me for a long time to come. I do really like where Vincent comes in and says, if Klaus Mikkelsen can, this evil man can sacrifice himself and be a good father and give Hope what she deserves, that I guess I can have a baby too. And I like that Freya, Vincent, and Keelan are going to have this baby together. I think that's really cool with like two witch covens and a werewolf pack. I really assumed they were only doing this for Legacies, but you do never see them in Legacies. Like the child is mentioned, but he's never brought on as a character. However, we don't know what they were planning for season 5. We did hear some mentions of Delaina's kid coming, so this could have been possible for Freya's child as well, but we don't actually ever see that because they only did 4 seasons before they had to end. I do love that the spot that they die is on those same benches that are in the pilot of this episode where they're discussing. And I'm not sure if it's on the one on the Vampire Diaries, but it's definitely in the one on the originals where they sit and they talk about staying in New Orleans and keeping the baby. So Klaus tells Rebecca, I never should have got in the way of your happiness, Rebecca. Be happy, my sister. I'm going to make it up for you. That he's asked Caroline to get the cure from Damon once Damon is old enough to have the cure gone. There really is no consistency with the cure, which really confuses me a lot. But like, how do we know that he can get it before he's going to die? What if he dies? Does Rebecca still get to use it? But we do see her still a vampire in Legacy, so I don't know. I mean, it hasn't been that much time, so I guess only time will tell. It truly bothers me that Freya is not here for this either, after all the things that she has done to belong. And it also bothers me that Elijah and Rebecca don't get like a very good goodbye moment. And you see Elijah basically saying that he's going to redefine always and forever again. This scene is really sad. He breaks the sword, not the sword, but the stake in half. And Klaus is like, I'm sorry to disappoint you, brother, but it will still be just as effective in its shorter form. And Elijah's like, I'm aware. He tells Elijah to pretty much leave because he doesn't want this to be the last memory of him. And he doesn't want to do the sad goodbyes with him. So again, he says, I'm going to redefine always and forever. And says that he plans to die alongside him. Which, again, does not make sense due to the fact that he would not let him die for his daughter, but lets him die for no reason whatsoever. And it's truly sad that Elijah, in the end, still couldn't see that he deserves to be happy and not have a purpose. And not have his only purpose be for his brother. And he literally just dies of his brother because he sees everybody else's potential and future and sees nothing for himself. And I really hope that had more to do with Haley being gone and not just Klaus. But it probably was more to do with Klaus than it was to do with Haley. Klaus asks Elijah, what if there is nothing after this? No peace. Just darkness. And Elijah pretty much says, well, we'll face it together like we always do. And he's such a good family guy, a big brother. He cares deeply. And I feel so guilty that he has no happiness of his own. So I really hope that some of this had to do with Haley and Hope saying in the last episode that, because you see in the letter first that Haley, or Andrea technically, writes to Elijah saying, like, you helped me get over my ex, because if he was not burdened by all this pain, we probably could have lived like some better life, but he was. yada, yada, yada. I'll save you another dance if we ever meet again in another life. I'll see. So truly, I hope that when Hope said this to him, that when she was unconscious in the last episode and goes to like the wherever Haley is and sees her mother, she goes, can you tell me something? Can you like leave a message for somebody? And tells Elijah, I'm still waiting for that dance. And I really hope this is why he's leaving. And I was really hoping they were going to show like Camille or Haley or both like welcoming. I'm not sure if Camille would be where all of them. Oh, no, she died a vampire. So probably was going to be there and that we were going to see the last dance. But we did not see the last dance. And I was really hoping that like they would have like invited them to wherever they were. But that did not happen. I literally tear up every time I watch this last scene where Klaus is like, I don't deserve the love you've given me, brother. But I am so grateful. But then you see them just like burn up. Not even burn up in the way that they were supposed to, but you see ashes just kind of flying around everywhere. And eventually in Legacies, they actually bring those back, which makes even less sense. But whatever. Thanks for listening to my opinions about the series finale of The Originals. Enjoy your night or day. It has been a glorious ride, Niklaus, and my greatest honor. Bye!